It seems Stuart McCall does join us. You've been in the dressing room some time there, Stuart. I know you're probably a little bit frustrated. What was going on in there?
No, not at all. I've actually been with my family in my manager's room. So, no. Good point, that was. I sensed it, I knew it. I've watched them recently. They're a dangerous side, especially when, you know, you're the home side and you have to get at them. Having said that, you know, the two goals, one's a massive deflection, the other one is just an absolute fluke, isn't it? You know, he's crossed and it's looped, you know, no blame whatsoever to Doyle. It's just if he tried to do that again another 99 times, he won't be able to do it. So the two goals were, you know, you couldn't blame anyone for them, but they've had a lot of chances in the game, we've had a lot of chances in the game, it was open, it was end to end. So yeah, no, I think that's a good point, I really do, because, you know, there's no way, you know, they should be with the players they've got, and then they showed that, you know, they can be a threat on the counter, good pace in this team. We were trying to go through the middle, we thought we were getting free kicks and we weren't, and they were attacking us, and so I think he got the penalty right, because the boy nearly ripped, I've just seen it now, he nearly took Rory's shirt off with his hand pulling, so it was a blatant penalty kick, so thankfully he saw that. But
he missed plenty more though, didn't he? I mean, we don't want to talk about the ref.
No,
but
he didn't help
the game, did
he? He did. There was times, and I think they countered on us when we probably should have had three or four free kicks, and they he didn't give it amazingly. But listen, that's that. But it was a game. It played out how I thought it would, if I'm honest. You know,
are you surprised there were no goals second half? 2-2, remarkable first half. It's probably a better second half than it was a first half, Stuart. So maybe you're surprised there were no goals in the second?
Yeah, certainly, because they've had a couple of good chances. Doyle had a good save. They put one wide. I don't know what happened with Mezes. I don't know if the keeper headed it off the line or whatever. But and we've had, you know, efforts and attempts. It was end to end, wasn't it? It was a game, and you know they've gone back to 4-4-2. I mean, because they come with a, you know, the that's why we didn't do any shape on them yesterday, because, you know, we know they've flipped it about, so it's no good spending half an hour yesterday on that. They're going to play 4-2-3-1 when they come with three centre-backs. So we took a little bit of time to sort that. In fact, we were looking at change at half-time, and then obviously we get the equaliser, and we think we can go, and we change it second half to go three up against them. And then they've gone 4-4-2 and we've changed it to go a different way, and it was just cat and mouse, wasn't it? And I'm looking at a bench, and you know, Marcy's,
I was going to say, were you tempted to make a change?
Well, I'll tell you,
say,
the changes,
should we have changed it at hindsight?
I'll tell you the changes that were on offer. Obviously, if you're looking to win the game, was Jordy and Marsh. Now Marcy sat there with a hot water pack on. His first bit of running he did yesterday.
We saw that, lad, didn't we, go down with a hammock?
Yeah, and you see Marsh has not done the running afterwards. So, I mean, he probably shouldn't have been on bench, but he's one of them that you think, like Alex Jones on Saturday, you throw him on. But I look at him, he's sat, and then you're thinking, you know, for 15 minutes, if he goes and explodes and he's out. But Jordy, then you think, well, where can you get Jordy on? You don't take Charlie off. Gilly's having a terrific game. We've got another forward on in Alex Jones, so we're playing three up against their three centre halves, and you're thinking, well, you know, where can we get, and they've then gone back to three in the middle of park, and you know, if you bring, say, I don't know, like Lawsy off, he's the only other attacking available, and put Jordy on, it's, you're opening it up again, because they countered the attacks a few times, didn't they? So and we were getting Mezza forward, we were getting people forward, we were still having attempts on goal. It wasn't as though it was, oh, you know, so probably Marsh wasn't a viable one. Jordy was probably one, but for who, you know? You're certainly not bringing Charlie off, not putting Jones on, bringing him off. The other forward one would have been Gilead, and yet he still had lots of energy, and when he needed to get back and help in there with their counters, he did do so. Yeah, I mean, listen, we always look at everything after a game and analyse it, but we were doing it constantly throughout the game. As I say, we're going to change at half time. We get the goal just for the equaliser, and we change the shape of the team second half, and they counter-attacked it, and they countered it and changed it. But anyway, listen, it was a decent game. As I said, it was one that we could have lost. It was one that we could have won. Obviously, we did everything we could to win it. Left ourselves open a lot of the times. We said to the two centre halves, second half we'll play 2-for-2 at the back. You'll just have to do the very best you can, and that's always dangerous against good players. But you know, we were here to win. But as I said, I don't for one second think I'm happy with the point at home, or we're happy with the point. But in the context of the game, it was a good point.
This weekend you're at home again. You've had basically the same set of players Saturday and Tuesday and tonight now playing on what is a very, very heavy pitch. There's more rain forecast during the week, so it's certainly not going to get any better by the weekend, is it? So are you likely to factor that into the team selection for the weekend, maybe make changes? Because normally when you've had a midweek game, you've made three or four, haven't you?
Yeah. But I tell you something, you look at Midlock Park and you think it's hard to leave Vincelot and Cullen out at the moment. You know, where they're going about the business. Defenders, you know, we've got a settle back four there. Obviously up front, we've got the likes of Marsh and Jones and Hawula who could, you know, come in and freshen it and give us fresh legs. I thought Young Gilly did terrifically tonight again. But yeah, we're always analysing, we're always looking at it. And I've just had a brief look at the results and, you know, decent, you know, if obviously Millwall beat Peterborough, so and a tough encounter there. We'll no doubt look to freshen it up on Saturday. Down to Port Vale tomorrow to watch the reserves, you know, some of the lads will play in that. And then we look forward to another hopefully not a 2 weeks. I think they've been the last three, aren't they? Gillingham, Bolton and tonight, yeah.
Matt Kilgallen's he was 2-2 with the commentary. 2-2, he's done it again tonight. So keep him out of it.
That's it. But no, again, as I say, you know, we know there's no easy games. We want to win games at home naturally, but you know, we'll look to do that on Saturday. And you know, I've got to reiterate, I thought it was going to be a tricky game tonight. We can't do anything about the two goals. One's a big deflection, the other one's just a fluke. So, you know, normally we can pick holes, but you know, on other occasions they've had that opportunities. We've had opportunities.
And it's a year tomorrow since the last home defeat, so it's a whole year unbeaten. You know, mainly under you, which is a terrific record.
Well,
the fact that you've scored two goals against them. Bear in mind that only Newcastle and Chelsea have conceded fewer goals than them away from home. You know, on the surface of it, it's frustrating, but there's actually quite a few positives there, aren't there?
Of course it is. I mean, listen, we'd rather lost five games and won five than drawn 10 or whatever we've done naturally because of the points, but. It was, as I say, they're decent then, there's no doubt about that. And you know, we'll look to go forward now, and you know, hopefully Saturday we can get the three. We'll be doing everything we can, and you know, we'll again look forward to the backing from the supporters, which they'll give us again tonight terrifically.
Yeah, thanks Stuart.
Cheers, lads, thank you
for joining us. We're going for three on Saturday, as we always do.